So Kanye was playing a multi-level chess game with the Illuminati, secret occult secret societies, the fake Jews, the the Kabbalists, the Jesuits, and the Freemasons, the bankers, and all that. Kanye was playing a multi-level chess game. He was tied into some contracts. He was tied into Jezebel spirit, right? This is why I've said 1,000 times, the less connections you have down here, the better off you are. The less connections you have down here, the better off you are. It's an Illuminati system. It's a Freemason system, and they're always trying to tie you in. So when you, like if you marry a Jezebel, she's going to claim to be saved, you know. If you're saved and Jezebel's trying to get in, she's going to claim to be saved. Even if you're dating one, they're going to claim to be saved because they know they're not even going to get a toehold in the foot in the door if they're not saved. So they're going to claim to be saved or newly saved or believe or whatever. But as soon as you tie in with them, you find out they're drinking, they're drugging, they're running the streets, they're playing the harlot, they're whores and harlots and Jezebels and Delilahs. And so then you realize, oh, wait a minute. So I'm tied in now to the law. This is why it's so easy to get in one without getting out, because it's a Jezebel system. The Jezebel system, and I know saved women who couldn't get out. They had a hard time. I've talked to them. So the Jezebel system wants you tied to them legally. If you date a Jezebel or you marry a Jezebel and you say, I'm done, they will try to take you to the court system and make up stuff and lies and try to mess you up. Why do you think there's such a thing as a baby mama? They want you in bondage and slavery. The machine is looking to hogtie you. I have seen unsaved women, though, in my past, where they just want out of a marriage and they don't try to get the man for child support, and they just want out. I've talked to a lot of people in my lifetime, and I've actually seen that. It's like, wow. But she's not even saved, and she's not trying to get anything. She just wants to be free. I've seen a lot of men who say, I just want out, man. I just want out. But I've seen a lot of times where a man says, I want out. And then he says, well, I know my mother-in-law, she's going to try to hang me, you know. And so the Illuminati system is a Jezebel system. And so Kanye knew that he couldn't just cancel the contracts, right? He knew he just couldn't cancel it. So he had to make comments. He had to make comments about Hitler and all, and he had to make some such extreme comments that he got free. You actually saw that with other stars, so-called stars. Some of them got saved, some of them didn't. Some of them just didn't want to be in the contract anymore. You know, you see that, you saw that with Britney Spears. She went kind of crazy. She was trying to break the contract, right? You saw it with Tila Tequila. I don't know if she's crazy or not, but she acts crazy. She does some crazy stuff, but she might be trying to keep from getting killed, because they tell. See, if you join up and you say, I'm done, I'm out, they'll take you out. But what Kanye did, he made them cut the contract. He attacked the very thing of their core. The people he had contracts with, he attacked the thing that they hate most. He sided with the thing they hate most. He sided with he went against the narrative that they promote. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so they said, well, we're severing ties. They broke the contract. He got free. Just like with Jezebel. So you married to Jezebel and you want to get free because you realize what you married, but it's a narcissist. And the narcissist has put on this outward show. They put on this image that they're just great, and they tithe, and they do missionary work, and they build churches, and they never miss a day of church. And so these narcissistic liars have never been born again. They put on this image, outward show. And I've talked to saved women who were married to men like this, and it's not just the women doing it. The men are doing it too, because it's all outward show, because it's all about image and money. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleases a man instead of pleases of God. So what Kanye did, he got saved, and he realized he was a slave to these people, had a contract. Just like if you get married to a Jezebel, a narcissist, and you realize, hey, I'm being mind controlled, I'm being abused, I'm being attacked. Everything about it is not healthy. And so you got to get out, but you know you got to act a little bit crazy. David in the Bible did that. David acted like he was foaming at the mouth. He was a king, but he was foaming at the mouth so they wouldn't kill him. So Kanye's foaming at the mouth, right? Because he don't want to get killed. He wants to break the contract. Now he's free. Because if he would have just broke the contract without going crazy, they took him out. They'd have killed him. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Kanye got free. And some of you guys have done the same thing. I know one saved woman on here that she had to actually go to another state to get free. She told me some stuff. It is. They tried to make her look crazy. They really did. They try, anybody who's free from the system, they try to make you look crazy because they don't like somebody who's not connected to the matrix or the people pleasing or the machine or the looking at somebody's outward show. When we look at the heart, and they want you to look at the outward show, you become an enemy. You become like Neo in the Matrix. You see through it, and they want to take you out.